Campbell, and Farwell.
Mornings on today's Best Country, Country 106.7.
It's been proven by researchers in the Czech Republic, and we know we can trust them. They're not only good at hockey, they're good at research. And they have helped to prove yet again that when it comes to the Campbell and Farwell radio program, one of us you can trust and one of us you can trust less. And I am the one that you can trust.
There's a shocker.
Right? See, not even you are surprised.
Because
eh?
You deliver the news, right?
That's what I was, exactly. When I do the hot topics.
The hot topics, that's authoritative.
You also just talked about a naked guy drunk in a barn full of pigs.
I did do that because it's a segment called People Are Crazy. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty crazy.
It is pretty crazy.
I know. Mm-hmm. But you can trust me because it's true. Remember last week? Because I get asked all the time, are those stories really true, Farwell? You make them up, right? And we played the actual 911 audio of the woman phoning up an emergency hotline because she was upset with her Chinese food order. This is reliable information I give you.
I already trust you. I was just saying, you talk about, you know, drunk, stupid people quite a lot.
Well, it's part of my job, unfortunately.
Yes.
Or fortunately, because it's a lot of fun. Anyway, the reason, beyond all of the things that we've just mentioned that makes me such a, you know, a reliable, trustworthy person, is simply because I have brown eyes. And brown eyes, my dear Jennifer Campbell, are more trustworthy than blue. I have brown eyes. You have blue eyes.
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple.
Yes. Okay.
It comes right down to the eye color.
I wouldn't have questioned you in the first place.
Researchers,
you are so trustworthy.
I am. Aren't I, though? Researchers say, though, it's not just the brown eye color that causes the stronger perception, but the facial features associated with the color.
Well, what are the facial features associated with brown eyes?
Males with the brown eyes have rounded faces, bigger mouths, and larger chins. I've got like a triple chin going on right now. All that veal parmesan on the weekend, chicken parmesan. They are perceived to be more trustworthy than narrow faces. So there you go. So the brown
eyes...
And
the blue eyes have...
A narrower face.
Blue eyes have a narrower face.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's the facial features associated with brown eyes. Just go stick to the color. If you're talking to somebody today, if your boss, for example, does not have brown eyes, then he or she is a lying McLiarton. Simple as that.
Hmm. Brown Eyed Girl was always such a better song than Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain. I was always jealous of the Brown Eyed Girl fun song because Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain is
But what about the
bad.
Song...
Don't It Make My Brown Eyes
yeah,
Blue?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, that's
and that's a,
good a
confusing
one too.
Song.
Though. Oh my goodness, so confusing. Don't It Make Me Go From an Honest Person to a Less Honest Person to a Lying McLiarton.
It's really fun to do that when you're going to have a baby to do that. Like, you can put in the internet like all of the eye colors and then you can they'll predict perfectly. Not predict, they'll tell you what color eyes your baby will have.
Right.
With the grandparents and the, I'm taken back to like grade 10 science right now, that chart with the recessive genes and the,
yes,
you know,
mm-hmm.
That's what this makes me think of. Okay, good. So you're more trustworthy. Thanks for telling us.
You're welcome.
Excellent.
That's what
good.
I'm here for. Brown eyes.
Stating the obvious.
More trustworthy than blue. It's just the research.
We should do a trustworthy test. Like, for example, give me your phone. Let's
All
play
right.
that game.
I'll give you my phone.
You want to do that?
You got it.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.